It's time to relax and enjoy Good Sunday. News, sports, entertainment, and much more. Here's your host, Roger Galloway.
Hey, thank you very much, Shadow Stevens. Good morning, everybody. We have such a wonderful show for you this morning. Here is a segment that is very special to me, and I think many of you out there as well, and that is pet cremations. There's a little question that many believe that their pet dog or cat, or perhaps another animal, is a member of the family. No, animals bring so much to daily life, giving their all because you literally mean everything to them. Unfortunately, their lifespan is far less than that of humans, and we pet owners, well, we certainly dread that terrible day when a beloved animal must head for what is known as the Rainbow Bridge. In Mojave County, cremation is the disposal of choice, and retaining the ashes of Buddy or Sasha or Josie or Taffy is the best way to express your grief. Spreading the ashes at the animal's favorite park or walking trail at a later date, or perhaps even keeping them in their forever home. Leith Fray's funeral home carries out the difficult task of animal cremations and is well known for its gentle care and professionalism. Join us right now. We're going to be discussing in depth all of the many details of this needed task. It's something most of you have never known, certainly as far as the details are concerned. With us right now is Kristen Leitz, owner of the funeral home, and her operations manager, Tim Roeschel. In about 23, 24 minutes, you'll know everything about pet cremations and be able to put your mind at ease, knowing how respectful it is carried out. Are you ready? Let's go and join Kristen and Tim. I guess one of the things I wanted to ask about is, as far as the animal cremations that you have, I would assume that most are dogs, but can you tell me roughly, just guesstimate of approximate percentages of dogs and cats cremated?
So that is a really good question. I've never even really looked into it do that, but as a guesstimate, I know cats definitely outlive dogs. Most dogs' lifespans are about half that of a cat. So I would say, when we're doing pet cremations, I'd say if I were to look back and go through about a year's worth, I would say at least about a good 68% is dogs compared to cats.
Wow. Is there an unusual animal that you cremated that most people would not even expect would be cremated?
So if I might, I was just going to say we do a lot of dogs and cats. However, we've done snakes, fish, rats, turtles, pigs,
goats.
Yep.
Ducks,
wow.
Geese. I've literally cremated every animal under the sun, from goldfish, literally goldfish, all the way up to
goldfish
pet goats.
That old thing about, we'll just put the goldfish on the toilet and say
goodbye. There's a few people out there, and I mean, you know, pets are our loved ones, and it doesn't discriminate whether they have scales or fur. If they're slimy or dry, they love their pets, so when they come down here, it's what they want.
As far as the ashes are concerned, I assume like an animal like a goldfish, And like my recently beloved Akita, will take vastly different amount of time to cremate. Would that be correct?
Yes.
Yep.
It's actually based on poundage. It depends on how large the animal is as to how long it will actually take.
So let's say a large dog would take approximately how long?
About a good 3 hours. For you're going to say, if we were to go with like a 50, 60 pound dog to like a good 100 plus pound dog, anywhere between 3 to 4 hours.
The animals themselves, when they are cremated, there's what temperature does it have to be?
About anywhere between 1,450 degrees to 1,500 degrees.
Now, I read that the cremation of an animal is not that different from a human. Is that correct?
That is correct. And all of our cremationists here, the rules and regulations are different between pet cremations and humans, but here at Leith Fray's, what we do is all of our people are licensed cremationists that run our pet crematories. So they're held to a higher standard.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Approximately after the animal is cremated, I also read in this information I have here that the amount of ashes left afterwards depends on the size of the dog, but the ashes will be roughly 3 to 4% of their body weight. Does that sound right?
So what ends up happening is the only thing that's left over after cremation is skeletal remains.
Right.
So for a human, it's normally around 8 to 10 pounds for an average human person. But for a pet, it depends on the size of the animal.
When a person loses their pet, and they, first of all, should they contact you on the phone first or come right on over if it's daytime hours? I mean,
if it's daytime hours, we're available in here. If it's after hours, it's best for them to give us a call. And we have two options. We'll be happy to come out to the family's home and pick up directly from them, or we meet them here anytime. We're available 24 hours, 7 days a week.
All right. The dog goes into your possession. Immediately, where does it go at that point?
At that point, it gets marked with the proper identification, and we always do a nose print and a paw print for the family because they're going to get a cremation certificate with that on it. And then it's placed under refrigeration until we're ready for the cremation.
I see. So do you know roughly how many animals at one time you can handle that might come in?
We have handled many, many pets, especially during the COVID time. We saw an increase in pets during COVID. We actually have two crematories. We run both crematories, and we'll run as often as we need to in order to keep up with it to help families get their pets back quickly.
So one, let's say you cremate, you've got, an, for want of a better word, an order in front of you of these five animals that have to be cremated. One is cremated, and then you have to
We retrieve the remains out of the crematory and before we start the other cremation. So there's two different types of cremation. There's private cremation, and then there is a communal cremation. And the private cremation means that no one other than your loved one's pet is the one in that crematory at that time.
And when an animal comes in and you take possession of it, let's say you get an animal on a Monday morning, when is that animal usually cremated?
Usually depends on, and I'm not sure if this would be the right way to say it, but it depends on how busy we are. And sometimes that always fluctuates, like with Havasu especially, and most of Mojave County, we are a huge pet community. So at times we can see some increased fluctuations of incoming pets, and sometimes that fluctuation can decrease.
I would say our goal is to have the pet home within 7 to 10 days. That is our goal, and if not sooner, that's even better.
But it might. But it might be 7 days before you get to the dog.
That is
right?
Correct.
So it would stay in the cooling unit during that period of time.
Under refrigeration during that time, yes.
Right. Okay. The other thing I was wondering about, if an animal passes away, let's say, Saturday at 8 p.m., when can they bring the animal in to you?
So they can call us, and again, we will be happy to go out to the family's home and pick up from there, or we will set a time for them to come down that night, and we will meet them here at the office.
But someone's here at Saturday night Sunday morning?
We will come in for them. Yeah. We come in to meet with them.
Yeah, our staff will be home, so once you call, so we try to get people after hours to just contact us. That way we can arrange to meet you so you're not... no family stuck sitting in our parking lot late at night in the middle of the night waiting for someone to come down. So once they do come down, it wouldn't matter if it was 8 o'clock at night, 8 o'clock in the morning, or even 3 o'clock in the morning, late at night, middle of the night, any time they contact us, one of our staff, if they're willing to, or the family was wanting to come in at that point in time, our staff would immediately jet down there and they would meet with you right away as soon as the family would like to.
The people that do come in with the animal, do you have any type of preference on the way you like them to be brought to you?
No.
However the family feels and what they're more comfortable with.
And one of the things that I'd like to add is that we treat pets like we do our humans that come in. So just like when someone in our family passes away, we're available 24/7. We treat our pets the exact same way. So they get immediately notified to our director who is on call, and then we make those arrangements. So
would you agree that sometimes there are the reactions of the beloved are more severe, more emotional with animals than they are maybe with one of their own relatives who they've been very close to all their lives.
Yeah. In fact, one of my favorite stories is I took care of a family whose mother had passed away, and they came in and they really didn't plan any arrangements, didn't want an obituary, didn't want to do anything. But when the little bird died, we had an obituary for the bird. Everybody did everything. A lot of times people will do more for their pets than they will do for their loved one.
Do you think that part of that reasoning, part is the animals don't have quite the awareness of death? Humans know we all know we're going to die at some point. Animals are a little more innocent from birth to death, and people sometimes react to that. And then,
yeah, I think our pets love us unconditionally, you know, and they're always there. And sometimes for a lot of people in our community, that's the only companionship that they have here. So they spend a lot of time with their animals here.
There was a comedian some years ago, I'll never forget this, he stood up there on stage and was talking about animals and people's lives and everything. He says, you know, they always say God made no mistakes, really, but I have a feeling that if you sat down with him, he said, yeah, I probably should have had dogs and cats live a little longer than I did. It'd go away a little too soon.
Yeah.
All right, it may be 1 to 3 weeks between the time of your dog's passing and the time you receive their ashes. It's possible, right? So
that would be a good estimate. I would say yes. I mean, we always strive to get them home sooner because that's important, but sometimes it's out of our control. Like Tim was saying, you know, during COVID, just like when people passed away during COVID, we saw a rise in pets, and it wasn't COVID, but something was going on. So we were a lot busier in our pet crematory during time.
Where do you keep the pet's ashes during that time before you finally get them back to the family?
So we actually have an area that's locked up where the cremated remains are held, and they get put together with their cremation certificate and everything, and the family gets notified, and then they come in and pick them up here.
Yes. Now, you also, besides, we're in Lake Havasu City right now, but this is the only place where you have the pet crematorium, right?
Our crematories are all located here in Lake Havasu, but we serve the entire county, so we are all over.
So how does it work, a person in Kingman loses their dog or cat, whatever, how does it get to you via vehicle, I assume, from there?
Actually, we have a location in Kingman, so they just need to contact our Kingman location, and they just have to go to the office there, and then we transport the dog or the cat down here to Lake Havasu, and then the family would pick up at our location there. So they don't have to travel.
Oh, so in other words, a dog passes away in Kingman, you pick it up, you bring it down here, you take care of it, and then you send the ashes in some kind of
urn. It goes into the urn, yes,
right.
And then the family picks up there. So we try to make it as convenient as possible, whichever location is the closest to them. But we've had families travel all the way from Blythe, California, Yuma. Yeah. They come from everywhere. We've had people from Phoenix bring their pets up here. So we pretty much cover the state if needed. Yeah.
I remember some years ago, my mom's dog passed, and they had to send the remains to Kingman, the reverse.
Mm-hmm.
Does that you recall that, or you?
Yes, that would have been correct because that is where the crematory location was at the time. Yeah. So in 2004 is when Leeds Race Funeral Home opened their first pet crematory.
Okay.
Yeah.
As far as the animals are concerned in Kingman again, how far away do you go to Bullhead City? Do you go to any further out?
Yep. So with our Havasu facility, we would outreach. So to try to help up, we try to split up between areas that Havasu would cover versus areas that Kingman could cover, just to help out on every aspect. So Havasu, we have gone all the way out to all areas of Parker, brought pets in from Parker, Yucca, our Kingman facility. They make frequent trips through Bullhead as well. We've made trips out to Bullhead to retrieve pets and brought them in. So as far as the areas of what we cover, there is no real limit.
There's no boundary.
The veterinarians in the communities, do all of them cooperate with you and when they euthanize
Oh, yeah. We have a great relationship with all the pets.
And do they bring them to you, or do you go get them?
We retrieve.
Yeah, we go and we go to their office and pick up the pet and bring it back into our care. And then some of them want the families to deal directly with us, so they'll pick up from our location, and others we return back to the vet's office, and then the family will go there and pick up their remains.
I remember I went so far some years ago when I lost a little Lhasa, Apso dog, small dog, that I not only came over here, but I also went downstairs into the area itself. That's kind of uncommon, right?
Yeah, that's not an area.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, that's not something that we do. We actually have a pet office here that has lots of different urns and things. So the family comes in, they sit in an office just like you would if you were coming in for mom or dad. They sit down, we make the funeral arrangements, they get to select the urns, and if they want clay paw prints or if they want a lock of fur, all different types of things. You can have a diamond made out of the pet's cremated remains. You can have blown glass where you can have like a piece of glass that has a portion of the pet's remains in it. We also do jewelry where you can get the paw print of the animal on here that will either hold remains, or it could just be a necklace that has your pet's paw print or nose print on it. So we have lots of different options for families.
But my understanding was, though, that if someone wanted, let's say, to see the actual crematorium or be there when the pet is being cremated, that is allowed, right? You could if
Absolutely.
You want.
Absolutely.
Not many want to do that.
Yes. And for me, I've been doing this for many years and in the family, and it's not something that I would personally be comfortable with doing, but there's a lot of families out there that need that as a peace of mind to know that it was their loved one. And we have a lot of people who come in and witness their pets, making sure that they're the only pet that's being cremated. And we actually encourage that because we will allow families to come in and view our facilities, go in and check things out, as long as our crematories are not running, out of respect for others. So, but if a family wants to come in and check out our facilities, they can come in anytime and look at it.
Okay, I thought that was true. I just want to make sure. Roughly, what is, I know again, it's different prices according to the size of the animal, et cetera, but what is a dog cremation cost? Bringing it in and to the time they get back home.
All right. So the average pet depends on the weight. So depending on the size of the pet, depends on the cost of the cremation, and that is because it takes longer to do it if it's a larger pet. So it can range anywhere from $125 up to about $500, depending on, I mean, that's on the high end there. But one of the things that you have to understand is in that, in the package that has the urn with the remains in it, it comes with the certificate, the cremation certificate, with the paw print and also the nose print, and then a lock of fur if the family asks for it.
What about the largest animal that you've ever cremated? Can you think?
I think the largest one, and this was before I worked here, so our old employee that was a great guy, Richard Lares, he informed me that shortly after the pet crematory actually became established here, which was really quite a coincidence, which makes it quite the story, that on the unit itself, when you're going through the guide of it and everything and all the directions and the instructions through it, it will even clearly state that the largest animal that can be cremated with this unit is an alpaca. Not long after the pet crematory got established, they did an alpaca.
Wow.
So that is the largest animal that we're able to cremate, and turns out that's the largest animal that we have cremated.
Yeah.
But the largest ones that I myself have cremated was, I would say it was like a 350-pound pig and then 250-pound goat. I think that they're right there neck and neck.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. And our smallest would be a goldfish.
Yep. Yeah, I was going to say. And there have been goldfish.
Yes.
And to a little girl, little boy, that's a very, very important part of their life.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
I can understand. Some funeral homes do this. Do you have communal dog cremations? I assume you do for those that are strays and things like that, right?
Yes, we actually do. We do more private cremations, but we do offer that also for families if they decide they do not want the remains back. They do have the option of doing a communal. And then what we do after that, we have an area that we take the remains up by the mountains out in the desert, and we scatter those pets out there. So that's where they stay.
You touched on something just now. I'm just wondering, as a recommendation, or maybe you wouldn't recommend this one way or another, or just say, well, these are various options. Do you ever say, or do they ask you, should I keep the ashes of the dog forever, or should I scatter them? What do you think is the best procedure?
So one of the things that I, as a funeral director, that I always recommend to my families is that whether it be a human or a pet, is that you never want to do it immediately, because sometimes when we're grieving, we think that that's going to make us feel better, so they want to do it quickly, and then we've had a lot of families that have come back and regretted it. So we encourage families maybe to wait about 6 months. Kind of give you an opportunity, because a lot of the families that planned on scattering, that thought that's what they wanted to do, end up changing their mind. And my grandmother and my grandfather were the exact same thing. They didn't want the remains, but when I brought him home, my grandmother had him next to her bed till the day she died. And she was the one who said, I don't want anything, I want nothing. And he stayed with her. They were married for 56 years.
Oh, there you go.
You know? And yep. So it's the same thing with our pets. We love them unconditionally. And sometimes families want to get rid of them quickly, but usually in the end, they end up keeping them close
by. They feel they're still there in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got that. Well, about the many unique things that people do with their ashes. Some mix them into a painting and jewelry.
Tattoos.
That's the next thing I had on here was that. Yeah.
That's very popular for us.
Especially now. It didn't used to be, right?
Tattoos are huge.
So how do they do that? I mean, do they mix it with the paint?
The ink? Yes, I talked to a tattoo artist who's done a couple of them. And so that's how I was able to, because I had to reach out to him, because the first person who asked me if they can get some the remains of their loved one, because they wanted to do a tattoo, I was like, well, I mean, I've done some tattoos before, but I was like, how does that work? Like, wouldn't that gunk up the ink? Wouldn't that just make it, like, too thick to really process into the needle to go into the skin? So I talked to him, and he said, no, it's possible. He's all, just when you go through, just, you know, get a little strainer, sifter, and you just get the finest particles of the remains and separate those, and then from there I just take a sprinkle and I put it in my ink and I just do little bits at a time. So as I go through, I'll do part of the tattoo, I'll add some more ink, I'll sprinkle a little cremains, and then that way I'm able to fluctuate all throughout the whole tattoo to make sure that the cremated remains are, you know,
they really do stay with you.
Yep.
And I would say we get a lot more requests for the nose print or the paw print for them to take to their tattoo artist to have that tattooed on. So that's why it's really important that we get those for the families, because in six months from now they may decide they want to get a tattoo with their paw print of their animal.
Gotcha.
And a lot of people do that.
Are there requests to have either a toy or the dog's favorite blanket or anything to be cremated with the dog as well, or the cat?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. We've had all kinds of things, and they can bring in their favorite treat, from their beds to their blankies and their favorite toy.
Microchips, I guess they remain in the bodies of the animal as well, right?
So what ends up happening after any type of cremation, any metals or anything that's left over is removed prior to being given back to the family. So if there's any type of metal in the remains, that is removed before given back to the family unless it's requested.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. On my side, that's pretty much what I wanted to get. Well, but I want to ask you, either one of you, both of you, if there's anything we might have missed here, or we didn't talk about, that might be good to include. Anything else you would like to add at all? Anything?
I think we covered
I think we covered a lot of the bases.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, we covered.
I just want to make sure. I always like to make sure.
From the time that the death occurs to the time that we return them back to their loved one.
Yeah. And we talked about the different kinds of animals.
Yeah.
Thank you. There you go. I hope that you got a lot out of this. And I certainly enjoyed talking to and want to thank both Kristen and Tim of Elites
Frey's funeral home in Lake Havasu City. That's where we had our discussion. And perhaps now you know a great deal more about pet cremations and what needs to be done. Well, we certainly want to wish all of the dads out there happy Father's Day. I know here in Mojave County, we've got some beautiful weather. Take the dad out, please. Go to a nice restaurant, enjoy. Show him how much you appreciate all the things he's done for you. Good, maybe sometimes bad. Not easy being a father. Enjoy.
Join Roger Galloway and friends next Sunday for more Good Sunday. Have a great day. Hey,